And welcome back to Bro Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Were you a fan of that one? That was our black metal song of the week.
That was awesome.
That was here's a bunch of songs I won't be able to pronounce in bands. So Panphage, that was Odell Markerna from Jord, and then I guess that band promptly split up. But that was your black metal song of the week. And before that, we had Dalriada, band out of Hungary. That was Taltasok Alma off of the new album, Nairudo. So yeah, we're just hitting up all the, going global, all the new releases the past couple weeks. And then, of course, we kicked off that set with Fozzy. That was Mar No More off of Chasing the Grail, a throwback from 2010. Again, that was the theme song of the Royal Rumble year.
A few years ago, it's kind of, I don't know, they don't really don't fit the Brutal Brunch, but Fozzy opened for Theory of a Dead Man, of all bands. So my friend and I went, VIP tickets for meet and greet Fozzy were $25. Wow. So it was an absolute blast.
So you got to meet, you met Chris Jericho?
Got to meet Jericho. My friend made a comment about Big Show actually being tough, and Jericho kind of put him in his place, which was awesome. Went full heel turn on him. And Camp was probably 6 inches taller than Jericho, so it was pretty awesome to see him. Sorry, Camp, to see him kind of cower a little bit. But yeah, they're a fun band to see. Like, we knew like two of their songs only because we were like, Fozzy's in town, let's go to this. Yeah, it was a good time. He's a showman. He knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's very, very clear. And he, you're talking off air that he went to Japan.
Yes.
Fought Kenny Omega.
Which, I mean, Jericho is in my top four, you know, Mount Rushmore of wrestling, blah, blah, blah. He's definitely in there for me. I love the guy. He's, you know, toot his own horn a little bit, saying, oh, this was my best match ever. This was like a 7-star match. It was a blast. It was the best match I've seen him in a long, long time. Yeah. Not as good as he, you know, but it was awesome. Like, it was fun. Like, he and Omega really beat each other up. Then those Japanese tables are like an inch and a half thick. It's like, what are these things? Yeah, they're all bleeding from going through the tape, like, legit hard way. Like, it was a fun match, and it was cool because it was on. I don't like it enough to stay up till 2 in the morning to watch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Watch it live.
Conan and Disco Inferno were looking for free streams.
Yeah. Yes. It's $10. I think they can afford it. But JR was calling it on, like, Access the next day, and it's just fun to hear JR calling wrestling again. Just kind of he was the same, all of his catchphrases. It's just fun. I guess that's in the end, like, people ask, well, why do you watch this? It's fake. This. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can laugh. These guys do some amazing things physically in the ring. Yeah, it's just a fun time. Like, Jericho instantly puts him in the Walls of Jericho, and once he starts yelling to the ref, ask him, like, just stupid stuff. It's so corny, but it's so fun.
Yep.
You know? It was a great match. If you get a chance, Omega is pretty unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember when he was in Ring of Honor for a little while.
Yes.
So I remember I saw him a little bit there, but I haven't followed any of his Japan stuff.
Yeah, it's tough because I don't only watch here and there. I DVR it every week. But fast forward through, usually, like, we're not doing anything like Saturday morning or something. Just kind of have a cup of coffee and kind of fast forward through some of these matches. But yeah, he's fun. A lot of those guys, I think it's a cool thing to do, to be like, New Japan is way bigger and better than WWE, but it's just fun. There's no need to pick sides with any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what will be cool to see is that All In show that Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks are putting on, the Mystery Arena, Dave Meltzer.
Oh, is this like an independent show, like one-off show?
I guess there was that Dave Meltzer from The Observer, like, the wrestling historian guy, like, that'd be an amazing job to have, wouldn't it? Just,
yeah,
just
really.
Write about fake
even
sports,
though he kind of, like, it seems like he prefers MMA now, but he made us, that was his,
like,
bread and butter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, someone tweeted him something a year or so ago being like, oh, Ring of Honor will never be able to sell a 10,000 seat arena. And Cody Rhodes was like, oh really? Well, see, it's, yeah, all right. So he took the challenge. So they're calling it All In, and I guess it's going to be in like September, where Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes are, like, financing this big indie show. So far, it's them, Cody Rhodes, Marty Scurll, Kenny Omega, Tessa Blanchard. I think that's all they've really announced so far. And just, like, they haven't said where, but they're going to do a 10,000 seat arena. I don't think they're in it to make any money.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just to break even. So if you're going to tell me you're going to have, like, in Chicago, let's say, and the tickets, you know, how much is it going to cost to put this thing on? You can have tickets be like $20. Not to have $900 front row seats like WWE.
Right.
They'll fill that place up. You know, they'll be able to if they make it a big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Confidence in them. And it's more they'll be able to Cody can give like a big middle finger to.
It amazes me how big of a thing Cody has become on the indies after, like,
yeah.
I mean, he was tremendous when he was, you know, he morphed from Dashing Cody Rhodes into the disfigured Cody Rhodes.
And then the Stardust.
And that was after it was his miserable run when he debuts. He teams up with alcohol. Nobody liked him.
Nope.
He just had his lisp. He didn't wrestle that much, and it was just bad. And yeah, he made himself this character. Then he's out of the WWE, and he's made himself
bigger than ever. Bigger than ever.
Because
I bet you'll get a lot of guys who will jump on the show, the indie guys, just because of what it is and what it could become. It'll be fun.
For perspective, do you know how big Hammerstein is?
Whoa.
Some of those shows.
I think those are like 1,000. I want to it's not that big. I think the House of Blues is a similar size, and I want to say it's about 1,000, like Palladium. Maybe 1,000, 2,000. I want to say somewhere in there.
And so, speaking of Tessa Blanchard, so Wrestle Circus is back.
Yes.
She's like one of the wrestler synonymous with that.
Yep.
So, what's going on? Let's talk about that real quick. So, the next show,
we went to the one that they had after WrestleMania last year, which ended up ending at like 4 a.m, some ridiculousness like that. But it was a blast. And then they just kind of like went underground. Like, don't really know much about what happened. They asked for everyone to respect their privacy.
Yeah. So apparently there's a couple that owns it, and the husband has a neurological thing, and something came up, and some medical stuff. But they just went dark, radio silence, and it was getting to the point where like you gotta say something.
Yes, but it seemed like none of the performers ever badmouthed them. You know, so it seemed they're all they understood the circumstances, which was a good thing to see. But it was that came out of nowhere, Wrestle Circus, and it was it was fun. We saw them in the lobby of a like movie theater almost. Okay. It was like where JR had his one man show earlier in the day. And then they put a wrestling ring next to the bar. It's like, where are we right now? Only in Florida can this happen. This is so weird. But it was a blast. So you always want to root for these companies. Keep them going. And so hopefully they come back. And hopefully they have another show like that. Because it'd just keep that momentum. Get that momentum back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's fun. Internet, everyone can watch this. From all over the country, all over the world now. With the way things stream with.
Yep, so they're on Twitch. They're the first ones to go on Twitch.
Yep, and then was it Powerbomb?
Powerbomb TV or Powerslam TV.
Beyond's on.
That's the one. Is that the one that tanked? One of the Flow Slam.
Flow Slam,
Yeah, and then you had the whole YouTube incident where they cut all the advertising or something.
Something with wrestling didn't fall into one of their categories. It was just like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Just to loop back. So the Ring of Honor show that we were at, that is 2,800 in Lowell. And Songus is 6,500. Gigantus is 7,200, and DCU is about 1,500. So, filling out 10,000 seats, that's a legit event.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see. And I like that they've been kind of hinting around, like, oh, hey, if any of these guys, the big wigs, you know, the big shows, kind of contracts are up, Daniel Bryan, we've got a show for you in the fall.
Yeah, if you want to wrestle, and they won't let you do it. And speaking of Ring of Honor, new champion. Dalton Castle has finally made it to the top.
Yes. Oh, I mean, anyone who comes out to the darkness is, you know, I'm all on board with this. I think now that he's coming out, he's got some fancy Ring of Honor music. But, yeah, it's great to see kind of like a homegrown, not homegrown, but like guy not. Christopher Daniels was kind of seen as, he was also an Impact guy. He'd been around. Before he was a champ. Mm-hmm. Adam Cole, I guess, Ring of Honor, true and true. Jay Lethal was an Impact before going.
Yep.
To see a guy who wasn't in any of the other big leagues, I guess.
At least not as Dalton Castle, yeah. I mean, right. Wouldn't consider Chikara big leagues, but yeah.
Actually, like, be the champ. It's awesome. And I think it's a good change of pace because no one saw it coming. So, he just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
A genuine guy who you really want to see succeed.
And speaking of having fun, like, he's kind of the epitome of that. I mean, when we saw him, he had a dance off with Bubba Ray Dudley.
Right, yep. He and the boys. Yeah, you can't. Oh, man. You cannot laugh. How can you not laugh at this?
Exactly.
Stuff, you know?
That was on the thing. When Matt and I go to Chicago, we just basically laugh all the time.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
Just fun. Mm-hmm. Fun stuff.
All right, so that'll wrap up our wrestling preview. We'll play some new songs. Then we'll be back because we talked about Fozzy, and then Matt and I have also taken shots. Some of your Stone Sour, some bands like that.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get to that.
I know they're not like black metal. They're not as heavy as some of the show bands on the show, but some good stuff. Come on.
All right, so we'll get to that. And first, we have some of the latest from the band Leaves Eyes. This is a song, Cross the Sea, from their latest album, Sign of the Dragonhead. You are listening to Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
that is the latest from Arcona here on World Brunch, WFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was Storm off of Crom, their latest album. Again, we got to that one after a little bit of a mishap on the Spotify.
Oops.
But before that, we had Lee's Eyes Across the Sea off of Sign of the Dragonhead. And yeah, now we do a little bit of music talk, because I know that you want to speak for a band or two, a musician or two that's been disparaged on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get the hate towards Corey Taylor. It's unbelievable.
See, we have to say we are fans of Corey Taylor, and surprisingly so, because you think it's like some of the stuff with Slipknot in the past or whatever. Like, who's this meathead?
He can be a little outspoken at times, but.
But he's actually a pretty bright guy. He is. At least, what, two books now, I think?
Oh, two books. And, man, countless bands. Like,
It's the Stone Sour thing. And, like, even at we always talk about, like, gym playlists and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Jim and Matt right now, like, kind of plays Turbo. They've gone the XM route, where you can hear Hardy, local talent.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, you're hearing, you know, Korn, Godsmack. I know a lot of people think that's lame or whatever, but it gets you going.
It's
some White Zombie, all that, and then all of a sudden,
why
boom,
was it great then, but lame now?
Stone Sour comes on, and you're like, now I just want to take a bathroom break.
Just because they slow it down a little bit?
Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, their last album was slower, or lighter, not slow, mm-hmm. just say lighter than previous, but I mean, a lot of those albums are still, they rock pretty darn hard. The hits, the radio songs... Not so much, mm-hmm. but if you listen to those albums, man, those start to finish, pretty fantastic. I think he also has, people love Slipknot, turn their nose up to something
right.
new. And I guess creatively, wants to keep them separate. Mm-hmm. You can't have Stone Sour sound too much like Slipknot, because then why?
Right, well, what's the point?
You know, but man, I love that band. I take it to heart when you guys just saw I've seen both. I've seen Slipknot. I've seen Stone Sour. Slipknot is great, but they're more of a show.
Okay.
Stone Sour live is like you're seeing a rock band.
Okay.
That's kind of how I describe the two of them. But yeah, come on. Listen to some of those deep tracks on those albums. I think they'll change your mind. Yeah, Through the Glass is slow. It's more of a pop rock song. But man, go like Psycho. I'm Socio, like Your God, some of those songs, and especially on that, trying to blank on the name of the album, the one with Through Glass and them.
Okay. That was their debut, right? That was their first album?
The second album.
Talking about
yeah, that. Bother, acoustics. I mean, he wrote the song for like Spider-Man. Didn't really, I don't think he expected it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to get the band back together for this one. Then The House of Golden Bones, 1 and 2. Those albums are awesome. And wrote a comic book to go along with it.
I respect that.
It's good stuff. But granted, the liner notes are the comic book. Like, I fell for that. I was like, why did I read the story in the liner notes and bought the comics? Unbelievable. But no, yeah. Go deeper.
I would say, because this is actually like part two of this debate.
Yes.
Last time you were in, last time it was just two of us, because we were in the middle of the great Corey Taylor, Chad Kroeger debate. Or a feud, but it came up again too, because when we did our big countdown year review show, that was the feud of the year, was the two of those guys, because I just kept going.
Yep,
it was like Kofi versus Randy Orton. This feud just had to keep going.
Fight forever.
But so when you were on last year when we played we did the little debate, we played the Slipknot song,
yes.
we played this so that song Stone song number three or whatever out
yes.
there, that song did grow on me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make the countdown.
See?
But it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to toe that line of... we talked about their cover albums.
Mm-hmm.
Their cover albums that they put out are awesome. I mean, granted, they're all great songs that they cover. But they've got to toe that line of we can't be... Especially when half the band was Slipknot. They've had some changeover in the band now. They have to keep them separate. And I get... He even kind of tells you, it's not for everyone. But for me, yeah. I love them. Check them out.
Okay.
Actually, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Big NHL guy.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on this Kid Rock?
That's right. That we had talked about this.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed when I saw the news. So, yes, the All-Star game, I'm pumped because it's in Tampa Bay. Not that I'm going to be there, but Although we won't talk about Tampa Bay and their recent play and how they're about to lose.
Bruins.
They're about to lose, fall to second place, which is devastating.
Coming in hot.
Oh, man. Coach, Vasilevskiy's overplayed. Hedman, anyway, we won't get. We could jump into that. Bruins versus Lightning. But anyway, yeah, Kid Rock was announced as. I mean, this is their follow-up to the Google Dolls, too.
Yes.
Like, what is NHL doing? This is like when TNA used to, like, get booked. They're like, you know, WWF, they'd have Floyd Mayweather, Ronda Rousey, like, all these in-the-now celebrities, and TNA would be like, let's grab some no-name from, second-tier NASCAR, or let's have Ace Young or whatever his name.
You know would be great in this match right now? D'Angelo Williams.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? And it's like the NHL is like, why are you bringing in Kid Rock? Especially after, like, the whole recent controversy, like, political stuff. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean,
Kid Rock. Nothing to do with hockey either.
That's it's a complete opposite for like sports wise. What like he stands for? You know?
Yeah.
Like he's, I don't know. Like I also don't get why some of these bands they were great in the 90s. Why did all of a sudden they suck? The song was great then. Why isn't it great now? But I don't get Kid Rock. He's more of a countryside of things now.
Now
it doesn't really work with NHL.
It's yeah. And it's funny because that whole concept too. I think it's like when we, especially music is so there's so many avenues now. Like you can get anything you want.
Yes.
Like I said, if you want to hear a song today, well, boom, we'll go on YouTube. We'll go on somewhere. Mm-hmm. Call it up. We can play it. But like back in the day, it was more like special. Like when you could only hear stuff on the radio.
Yes.
Or maybe if it leaked on Napster or whatever.
Ooh.
But like with the singles, and so like a song when Bob the Ba comes out, you know, we're a stupid teenager and be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. Limp Bizkit and stuff like that.
Cowboy, what?
And I think part of it is too, like you gotta listen to it back and taste change or whatever. But like, but then like you really listen to the lyrics or you really find out about the people. Because remember the video came out with him and Scott Staplin, like the weird stuff they were doing and
odd.
Yeah, and you started to be like, why am I listening to this guy, you know? So
yes. I still love the fact that my boys in 311 beat Scott Stapp up in a bar. That's the best.
Yeah, we could have a whole segment on Scott Stapp stories. But
we need Master here for that.
Just go yeah. But going back to the hockey, like I guess, you know, it kind of pains me to say that the Tampa Bay crowd may be into that, like the kind of the Florida crowd.
Yes.
But just if you're trying to promote. And, like, baseball's run into this a little bit, too. Like, when you're trying to market your stars and, like, with baseball, the whole code about, like, you can't celebrate. Like, if you watch the World Baseball Classic compared to MLB, it was so much more fun to watch, even though the quality wasn't as good because the teams didn't have enough time to practice. It was preseason or whatever. Like, you know, representing the countries, they're going nuts. Especially, like, the Latin American fans and the players, they just want to. And then you get back to the regular season, and you're like, the unwritten code, you can't celebrate, you can't be happy. And, like, the NHL still doesn't know how to market its stars. Even with the Winter Classic, like, nobody wants to see the Blackhawks anymore.
No one.
Or,
we don't need the Bruins in there again.
Don't need the Bruins,
We don't need the Flyers in there again.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't have, granted, you can't have probably ice frozen in San Jose, but it would be awesome to see the Sharks.
and same thing, like, I get the whole ratings thing, too. Like, there's a weird thing with, like, Canadian ratings don't help the NHL, whatever. But, like, if you people want to see, like, put Connor McDavid versus the Sabres are so bad. Like, I don't think the Eichel McDavid thing probably doesn't work anymore. But, like, take some of these. Austin Matthews, Toronto versus Edmonton.
Yes.
Like, two Canadian teams, and, you have your stupid Heritage Classic or whatever. But make that the Winter Classic. That's what if you want to get people, you want to get them over.
Yeah, and what would be beautiful, Denver.
Yep.
Have the Avalanche playing one of these. Granted, they're not that good.
They're sick, right? Well, this year, they're on a tear right now.
Yeah.
And again, those are young, like, Nathan McKinnon, Mika Rantanen. Like, there's some talent there to showcase.
Right.
And they just, whether it's because they're not American or because it's a ratings thing or whatever, I'm not going to watch. And let's face it, they're still talented. Kane and Taves aren't what they were 5 years ago.
Right.
You know?
And they try to promote the Winter Classic as being Super Bowl-esque, New Year's Day tradition. Should promote it, right? Shouldn't matter who's actually playing in the game.
Exactly. And I think
build some stars.
We were talking about how people will complain about matchups and ratings, and like when people are like, seriously, a team from Nashville's, and it's like the Nashville crowd is amazing.
Yeah.
PK Subban's amazing. Like again, PK Subban is a guy that they should have hitched their wagon to.
Exactly.
And it's also terrible because it's also again going back to baseball, the comparisons there. You have guys like Milbury and Roenick are the commentators, and part of it has to be racial. Part of it, but a part of it is the old school mentality. Like, PK Subban was like joking around before game six or whatever it was, and they're like, they're furious at him. It's like, no, he's having fun. People should have fun to, like, wrestling. You're there to be entertained, to have fun.
And some of these guys, he's loose. He's going to rock, get that team going. He's got them loose. They don't, well, why didn't it work with PK?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And even I was just watching a random game. What's it now? I'm kind of blanking on the defenseman from Chicago that got benched. It was on waivers. But anyway, like, you know, game starting, he's a healthy scratch. He's up on, so he's like, game hasn't started yet. He's on his phone. And Milbury's like, oh, you see him up there fooling around on his phone. It's like, dude. It's,
yeah, give him a break. Like,
relax.
Milbury, you chasing after some awful guy in the stands with a, like, like, just chill out.
Great. Now I'm gonna forget all the names, but the guy who actually knows about hockey on NBC, they bring him in on the shows for like all the news. McKenzie, but
he's a guy from TNN or
From TSN.
TSN.
And I remember Milbury said something outrageous, and McKenzie like just took a shot at him about like how he never won as a coach, and like Milbury was just couldn't come up with anything. It was a fantastic moment.
What has he done as a coach? GM?
Yeah.
Other than
didn't do anything with the Bruins.
The Islanders are probably still trying to get out of that hole.
Yep.
Dealing Chara up to Ottawa, giving up on Chara.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Milbury. One of the best defensemen of all time.
Awful.
Vegas. The Knights.
That's it.
That's what an amazing story that is.
That is a great story, and speaking of giving up on players, Malcolm Subban.
Yeah.
Marc-Andre Fleury. Just,
man, sometimes, you know, change of scenery.
Yep.
That city is in love with them.
Hopefully that maintains after they get the football team and after the first season. I mean, you have the all the support right now.
They're good right away. That'll help.
Yep. And even that whole team was got... The Marchessault thing was inexplicable to me. That Fleury didn't keep him. But then William Carlson... James O'Neill's a great story.
Yeah,
like one of the leading scorers after leaving Nashville.
And McPhee getting thrown out of Washington.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Lands on his feet there. Gets over a year to just plan before even the expansion draft. Mm-hmm. Like,
and the Theodore thing was a little bit weird, but Shea Theodore was up now too. Like,
yeah.
Top D man. And what was I just going to say about them? I remember when they made that team too. And like, yeah, the draft was a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of set up for the future, like trading for all those draft picks.
Yes.
But like looking at the talent, everybody was just like writing them off. And you look at their rosters, like this is not an expansion roster.
No.
Like they're gonna be better than the Coyotes. You knew that everybody like Arizona's the kind of the hot team. People were saying it was like no, Arizona's still Arizona. Like they're probably gonna be better than Colorado. Probably better than some of these Eastern teams.
No,
I did not expect
this.
Them to beat number one.
No one
but
saw
I saw
this.
Them. I'm like this is a legit
way
playoff
talented,
team. If you look at like the roster that Boston made the playoffs with last year,
right?
Vegas can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. And just fun. There's always something regarding tragedy in a city that the sports really can be therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, look at Houston, look at the Astros.
Yep.
Here with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Like the New York with the Yankees. Like,
I'm still convinced that was fixed in 2013.
Patriots in.
Yep.
Oh, you know, like there's... I don't believe you on that fix part, but back to this. Just it brings a team together because it feels like they even say it's not for them, you know. Like it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brought them together probably a lot closer, a lot sooner than they probably would have had something like that not happen. And the city fell in love with
they
them.
They had something
and,
to rally
likewise.
Around. They had the Vegas Strong thing, and. Of course, one of the best social media presences in hockey. I think they dethroned Bailey the Kings mascot as the best.
CM Punk Twitter feuds all the time.
Even though they got in some hot water with what they said about the Bruins, it was an old reference to a terrible movie, but it was still like whatever, you laugh it off. And then of course,
partly
because it was Boston, all the Boston fans got all offended, but. And then they got.
We can't have fun things up here.
You can't. Yeah,
we can't have Olympics. No, we can't have anything here because someone's commute's going to be delayed a little.
Well, the Olympics, I'll put you back.
Yeah.
The Olympics are disaster.
Yes, but
especially when it turned out that they were pushing for the Summer Olympics, it's like Winter Olympics that you could pull off in New England.
Yes.
But anyway,
you can't have IndyCar.
No, F1 thing. That was terrible. All right. so, any in the world of music, do you have any kind of top bands or album of 2017 you want to get to, or things to look out for in 2018 that you
to be honest,
since you're bringing another different perspective to the Brutal Brunch.
Not so much, but actually there was an album I was just telling you about a few minutes ago that it's older, not older, but came out in like 15, and with Chris Cornell recent, you know, last year with what happened, as Mad Season got back together and played with the Seattle Symphony. But granted, two members of their band are not around anymore. But yeah, just listen to it on iTunes. Ended up downloading it. It's unbelievable. It's Mike McCready and Duff with, I believe it's the original drummer. I can't remember his name, unfortunately, for Mad Season. With Chris Cornell singing, Lane Staley's part, and a couple, two other local talents. They play with the Seattle Symphony. It's really cool. It's a different feel, different vibe from that original album, which kind of was under the radar, that Mad Season album, because, I mean, Pearl Jam took off, Soundgarden took off, you had Guns, you had the grunge scene everywhere, Temple of the Dog, and this little album with the guy from Alice in Chains, you know, like, it's really good, and it's really worth checking out. It's just called, like, I think Mad Season Live with the Seattle Symphony, something like that.
Nice. I have to say, too, I've seen the majority of the live, I don't think an album or just recorded it, but the original Mad Season, they do a live show that's been on TV and stuff before. That's amazing to check out, too.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I mean, one of my favorite albums is Unplugged, Alice in Chains.
Like, nice.
I don't know, they don't get their due, but a great band.
Yep.
And even Lane Staley touched.
They found something that kind of sounded like Lane Staley, too.
Sounds exactly like Lane. It looks like Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. All right, so thank you for coming by.
Thank you for filling in.
Wound up being pretty clutch with no Matt. No metal history, but we filled up. We had the Rumble preview, so just recap your picks.
I'm going to go with Shinsuke for the men and Asuka for the women.
New Japan. The takeover will be complete.
Yes.
All right, so that's, again, a week from tonight. We will probably be back in 2 weeks, the week after that, which will be Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Looking forward to a nice Jaguars-Vikings Super Bowl. And we're going to close things with the latest from Corrosion of Conformity. Going to play you Cast the First Stone off their new album No Cross, No Crown. And you've been listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Bob Angel.
I think it's important to know the facts about
Bob Angel.
Let me tell you why I like
Bob Angel
best.
Bob Angel
knows we're not all the same or want the same kind of tampon, so you can choose the one that's right for you.
Bob Angel.
A name I can count.